That was the sound of me uncorking a 2001 Gran Reserva Rioja from Vigna Mara, which is from the Tesco Finest range. I couldn't resist it. A bit of an impulse buy, a 2001 Rioja for €10. And so that's got 11 years on it, so I'm very curious to see how it tastes. I'm going to decant it, simply because that seems to be the right thing to do with an 11-year-old wine. I've actually no idea what I'm doing. And I'll be very curious to see whether after 10 years in Tesco's, well, actually, I don't know that it's been in Tesco's company for 10 years. But nevertheless, you do wonder when you see a wine that's that old on a supermarket shelf as to how good it might be. Anyway, I couldn't resist, like I said, for €10. I'll report back later. Like I say, I'm going to decant it now. But I'll let you know later on how I got on with it. I have with me a very excited little girl, my daughter, Emily Jane. Now, Emily, what have you brought in for me?
A pea pod that I've just grown.
You've been growing your own peas, haven't you? And you've been growing your own tomatoes as well, but we haven't had any tomatoes yet.
We have lots of tomatoes, but they're still not a shade of yellow or red.
They're not ripe.
Yeah, they're not right. I'm about to share some of these with my nan and my dad and me.
Now, how many peas are there in the pod, Em?
One just fell on the floor.
Okay, one fell on the floor, and how many are still in the pod?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's amazing. Now, you have already had how many pods, do you think, from your plants?
Several.
Several. That's a really good number. Oh, and she's about to eat one now. So if you pop it in your mouth and then you can tell us what it tastes like.
That's the one that fell on the floor.
No. And it didn't get there quick enough and she's put it in her mouth. Well, I suppose children have the intestinal durability of, I don't know, dogs? Who knows? Anyway, what does it taste like, darling, having been on the floor?
Well, it's very sweet and very crunchy.
I hope the crunchiness isn't from the fact that it's been on the floor.
No.
Why don't you try one that's still been in the pod and you can tell me what that one tastes like.
Sorry, I just chewed with my mouth open.
Yeah, I think the whole world heard you chew with your mouth open. How does that one taste?
Still sweet and kind of crispy-like.
Kind of crispy-like.
But not salty.
But not salty. Was the other one salty then?
No, and try it.
Oh, thank you. I've just had one put in my mouth. That's delicious, Emily. Oh, thank you, and another one. Absolutely.
Now I'll go give Nanny two and Mummy two if she wants.
Okay, well there you are. That's our own Percy Thrower, or Alan Titchmarsh, or who's the gardening guru on the BBC these days? I think they better watch out because Emily could teach them a few things. She could be the new Rachel, was it Rachel Thrain? I forget. Anyway, there we are, live from Emily's window box. Oh, here she comes again.
Sponsors the yummy cat food.
Okay, so she won't be working for the BBC, but if ITV ever want to start, or RTE for that matter, ever want to start a gardening programme, we have your young star here. Well, and now we're back to the wine episode that this audio boo started with. What can I say? I had an audio boo ready to go and, well, pending, because I was going to give you the outcome of my tasting of the 11-year-old bottle of wine. And I somehow managed to append it with an interview with my daughter about gardening. Anyway, so this is probably the most bizarre audio boo ever published, or maybe not. If there is one more bizarre, do let me know. So what can I tell you about the wine? Well, I didn't particularly enjoy it. I let it breathe for a while in a lovely decanter that my mother gave me. And it kind of took the edge off the wine a little bit because the wine was quite astringent. And I don't know very much about Rioja and wine in general. Unfortunately, I'm one of these people who knows more than most people about wine, but not nearly enough to talk sensibly about it. So I don't actually know whether Rioja is supposed to taste astringent. Maybe it is. But I didn't particularly like the wine from the bottle. And so it was almost vinegary, but not to the point where I thought it was obviously gone off. It didn't seem very well balanced. The astringency seemed to dominate, if you like, over everything else in the wine. So, from my point of view, the 10 euro punt didn't really work out, and I was, quite pleased that I'd found an 11-year-old bottle of wine for that kind of money. But maybe that's maybe Tesco knew what it was doing. Maybe that's why it was 11 euros. Who knows? So that's the lesson I've learned. I'd do it again. I'd do it again if I came across a bottle of wine for that kind of money that had 11 years on it. I'd do it again. You never know, you might come across something astonishing. So there you are. My wine adventure, and thrown in a little bit of gardening advice from a 7-year-old little girl. Thanks for listening.